point.
Hello, everyone. This is Brandon Tyson, and I'm going to do a recording for you today on Notepad and Windows 10. Now, this is a simple app. However, there was a recording done on this on Awesome Tech Podcast of Sam Tupi's website a while back, and it was done by Daniel Semro. It was done on Windows 7. And starting with
Windows site,
potentially some sources suggest it will be called Windows 10 1809 or 1810 or RS5, Redstone 5, as it's also known. Starting with that, there are a lot of improvements to Notepad that have been needed for some time, and so I figured why not. So I'm gonna move to so we'll kind of do this together. So, and the VM just booted up there, and I'm gonna switch this over.
Voice recorder window. Stop recording button alt S.
Now.
User promote running up. Voice recorder 1. VMware Workstation 14 player press. Windows 10 VMware Workstation 14 player. Non-commercial use only. Ping.
Okay, so I'm in the VM now. And we're going to do this with both JAWS and NVDA just to kind of give you a comparison here. So we'll load this up here.
JAWS Professional. JAWS Startup Wizard Dialog. Escape. JAWS Dialog. Enter.
Okay, now. Easiest way to get into Notepad is
Windows R. Run Dialog.
You can go that way.
N-O-P-E-P-A-D. Enter. Desktop. Folder view. List view. Not selected. User. 1 of 7. To move to items, use the arrow keys. To edit the selected item, press F2. Untitled-Notepad. Edit. Type in text.
Now, if we check the status line, or the status bar, I believe there have been some changes to that. I'm actually going to open Notepad on my physical system here to do a comparison.
File edit format view help.
So there it shows the menu bar. So I'm going to go to view in the host.
WordWrap W. Font. WordWrap W.
So there's in view, there's only WordWrap and font, which is how it was in Windows 7 days.
Running up voice recorder mode. VMware Workstation. Windows 10.
And
Bing.
Now, if we read the status bar here.
Windows left parent CRLF right parent LN1. Poll 1 100%.
What you're hearing there. So, we'll kind of discuss some of the background here before we get into this. So, Windows CRLF is the line ending format. New in this next Windows update is the ability to open a text file created on macOS and Linux and have their line endings properly shown. Previously, if you do it in 1803 or anything below that, so like XP, Vista, 7, any of them, if you open a file created on macOS or Linux, the line endings do not come across correctly and the whole file runs together. So you can now open text files created on those platforms and read them successfully in Notepad and they look correct. Zoom level, the 100% is the zoom level. You can zoom text now in Notepad. So
Alt V menu, application menu, zoom sub menu to navigate.
I don't know why that's saying application.
Escape menu, format, view, V menu, zoom sub menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, Z. Zoom and control ++, Z. Zoom out control +-, Z.
This wasn't there before, was it? This is not okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember.
Restore default zoom control +0, R.
And you can do that, restore default zoom.
Zoom and control ++, Z. Escape, zoom, sub.
What?
Am I on speaker
for
the audience?
Yeah.
Escape, menu bar, view to navigate, press left or right arrow, V.
So, from this point,
Help, H, view.
There is something interesting here that I will highlight.
Menu, view help, to navigate.
If you push view help,
enter, leaving menus, edit, type in text, Internet Explorer. Microsoft Corporate Links Navigation Region End, page has 9 regions, 7 headings.
You get redirected to something that's not Notepad Help.
Title is Results in Windows-Microsoft Community-Internet Explorer.
So, that's been broken for a while.
Results in Windows
heading. Let's see what this
link
is.
Link unavailable all. Link questions. Link discussions. Link forum articles. Link show filters. Sort by. Latest button menu collapsed. Link descending. Link remix 3D rules and guidelines.
That doesn't have to do with Notepad.
Technical level : basic summary rules and guidelines. Remix 3D is intended to be a safe environment where members are free to explore their imaginations and...
So, that's not Notepad. So, the view help thing is not really...
Alt+F4, untitled-notepad, edit, type in...
Moving from there, if you use find and replace, or find, it's something we do every day, so we'll push, control F.
Control F.
Maybe?
Blank.
Well, it might help if I type something first. Whoops.
Blank. Enter. This is a text file that I am using to demonstrate Notepad on Windows 10 RS5.
So, that's good. So, if we do Control F now.
Control F, find dialog, edit, type in text, Alt+N. Tab, Shift Tab, edit, type in text, Alt.
They either broke that label or it never had a label to begin with. But that is for find what? Daniel, you'd know. Did that used to have a label there that Jaws would read? Yeah, we'll look when we go through here with NVDA, that'll confirm it. So, we're gonna enter the search term, so we'll search for Notepad.
N-O-T-E-P-A-D.
Tab.
Tab, match case checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar, Alt+C.
Was that there?
It was, but I think it may have done it a different place.
Then if we tab...
Tab, wrap around checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar, Alt+R.
This is new in RS5, you can wrap around find, which means that if you are, you no longer have to go to the top of the document to search from the top, you can just check this box.
Tab, direction down radio button checked, 2 of 2, to change the selection press up or down arrow, Alt+D. Tab, find next button, tab, cancel button.
So that all works.
Tab, edit.
So we'll do this, we'll carry out a search.
Enter.
Now, JAWS does not speak this, but doing this with NVDA, new in some version of Windows 10 ago, you would actually hear the message, found the next occurrence of text. So I'm going to press escape to see where the cursor sits.
Escape, edit, type in text. This is a text. Notepad. On.
NVDA would communicate the fact that that is selected. This did not, so...
Notepad.
It was hard to tell that.
Space-E-T-A.
So next...
Top of file.
What we can do is... We can, You can now, one of the biggest things you can do is if we go into Notepad
Windows.
In the 1803 Music. Update, Run. I'm just going to make sure that this Voice is still recording.
Stop recording. Pause record. Add a marker button. Alt.
Yep, it's still recording, so we're good.
User promoted note. Desktop. NVDA's Notepad. Untitled Notepad. Text editor. Edit multi-line. Blank.
Now, I'm going to slow this rate, down a little bit because we're going to be doing some stuff on my physical system for a second here. If we go... This is NVDA. If we go into, for example, if we type some text here.
Speak type characters on T A I F space A space T E S T space T E X T L E space T O space M P A E T E P A D E E T double up.
Now, let's say I make a mistake and I want to delete that 10, Control Backspace typically works in edit fields.
10.
However,
10 dot, 10 dot, 10 dot, 10 dot, 10 dot.
If I arrow now, this synthesizer does not speak it, but if we switch over to eSpeak.
Untitled notepad. Rate 40, rate 30.
You hear this.
Symbol 7F, symbol 7F.
Notepad inserts weird symbols if you try to do Control Backspace. Now.
Voice windows and window pane.
This is a
text. Coming back to the newer notepad.
Bottom blank, period.
If we.
Blank, blank, period.
If
blank.
We do Control Backspace.
Period. 10. Windows. On. Notepad. Space. E. Space. Blank. This is a text file that I am using to demonstrate.
You can see that Control Backspace works successfully now to delete by word.
Demonstrate 2. Using am. I. That. File. Text. A. Is. This.
Okay, so that is a welcome change to Notepad there. Also, there's new... We're gonna... I think you can undo.
Undo. Blank. T. T. H. I. S. Space. I. S. Space. Bottom of blank here. 5. S.
Now, you can also do this. Top. If you highlight a selection.
A. Text. File. At. I. And YouTube. Demonstrate. Demonstrate. Selected.
You can now push Control E, and we will show you what happens.
Control E. Internet Explorer. Go. Microsoft. Title is Demonstrate dash Bing dash Internet Explorer. Go to Bing O Dem dot on dot straight heading level 2. Left bracket Dem question mark and question mark strat right bracket. Blank. Heading level 3 verb. List of 3 items. 1. Give a practical exhibition and explanation of Alt F4 and type.
It searches for selected text and displays results from Bing. So this is, not sure why you would necessarily use this for Notepad. I mean, it's a neat thing that you can do that, but I don't know, I don't understand why Notepad was the chosen app for this. Because in all the times I use Notepad, it's always for code or whatnot. What do you think? Yeah. Yeah, WordPad never gets any updates, and that's the one that they have for complex WordPad documents, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't do it in there, but... Yep, I am going to actually pull up the posting to make sure that I am covering everything.
Windows 8, /...
I'm accessing a portal for Windows Insiders right now.
Shift tab, show the tab, desktop, tab, internet, enter, toolbar, tab, search, flight up in this article, at next feature update for Windows 10 left parent RS5 right parent heading level 2. Blank, you can get builds of marked with an asterisk table with 7 columns and 21 rows. Column 1, row 1. Build 17713 row 2 fast link 7/11 /enter 7/11
7/11 day
announcing with
so
announcing
now
window virtual finds JAWS OPPP enter heading level 2 notepad improvements blank with link build 17666. We introduced extended line-ending support for Notepad. We're excited to share that today's build has a few more surprises in store based on what you've been telling us. Blank, wrap dash around find slash replace colon. We've made significant improvement to the find slash replace experience in Notepad. We added the option to do wrap dash around find slash replace to the find dialog, and Notepad will now remember previously entered values in the state of checkboxes and automatically populate them the next time you open the find dialog. Additionally, when you have text selected and open the find dialog, we will automatically populate the search field with the selected text.
Yeah, so that was another thing I forgot to mention, is if you highlight text, it will now appear there, so we can see that.
Untitled, symbol 7F, 6.
We'll do select all and get rid of the weird symbols.
Blank.
And then We'll see. Excuse me, so I'm going to select some text.
It is selected.
Now I'm going to do a find.
Find dialog. Find what? Edit alt plus n blank.
Notice the box is still blank. If we do this in RS5.
Windows 10 v Windows pane.
Alt tab. JAWS professional. Alt tab. Untitled dash notepad. Top. This is selected. Control F. Find dialog. Edit type and text. Alt plus n. T-H-I-S, space-I-S, blank.
And I'm arrowing across.
Find what colon edit this is.
And it's there.
Escape, edit, type and text.
So, back to the article.
Tab, announcing, open the find dialog text. Blank, link graphic showing notepad with the find dialog visible. Searching for left quote notepad, right quote. Blank, text zoom in colon. We've added options to make it quick and easy to zoom text in notepad. There is a new menu option under view greater zoom to change the zoom level. And we display the current zoom level in the status bar. You can also use control plus plus, control plus minus and control plus mouse wheel to zoom in and out and use control plus zero to restore the zoom level to the default. Blank, link graphic showing notepad with zoom to next left parent new zoom and bottom right says 150% right parent. Blank, line numbers with word dash wrap colon a long outstanding request has been to add the ability to display line and column numbers when word dash wrap is enabled. This is now possible in notepad and we've made the status bar visible by default. You can still turn the status bar off in the view menu. Blank, link graphic showing notepad with both word wrapping and line counting. Blank, other improvements, colon.
So here's an area that I want to make sure that I talk about for you guys, too. There's other improvements here.
Blank, list of five items. Bullet, we've improved the performance when opening large files in Notepad.
I never really noticed this, but I imagine that could be useful.
Bullet Notepad now supports Control plus Backspace to delete the previous word.
Yep, we touched on that.
Bullet arrow keys now correctly unselect text first and then move the cursor.
So this I'm not really sure about because I tried this in the production releases of Windows and it appeared as far as presentation with accessibility goes, screen readers and whatnot, that everything worked, but I guess there was probably some bug there, but I don't know. I'm not sure because I tried it a couple days ago and it seemed to work.
Bullet, when saving a file in Notepad, the line and column number no longer reset to 1.
Okay, that I also am not sure about.
Bullet Notepad now correctly displays lines that don't fit entirely on the screen. List end.
So, that's it for Notepad. So, there's not much more to touch on with JAWS, so I guess we'll switch over now.
Unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS. Type. Escape. Untitled. Unloading. Enter. Untitled. Dash.
Alright.
Desktop list. User not selected. 1 of 7.
So we're going to move back to Notepad.
Untitled Notepad. Text editor edit multi-line. Selected. This is.
So, now, notice there is a label on the text field in Notepad now, whereas in Windows 7 and some of those, it just says edit. JAWS does not read that label, however, NVDA does. It also clearly mentions that you have text selected right offhand. So if we go back into that find dialog.
Find dialog. Find what? Edit alt plus n. Selected. This is.
It's telling you where that is, and it turns out that JAWS is no longer able to read that label unless you hit the read line thing because NVDA just picked it up, as you saw. So, wraparound. Let's see if we can demonstrate a wraparound find scenario.
Untitled note.
So, I'm going to go to the bottom of the document.
Blank. The carriage with dot. Five.
I'm going to enter another line.
D S A O S A I O S A E D dot.
Now I'm going to be at the bottom, and I'm going to go back into find.
Find dialog. Find what? Edit alt plus n. Selected. This is.
So it's remembering what I typed in there, but I'm going to
selection removed.
Backspace it out there, and now I'm going to type in.
RS5. Match case checkbox not checked, wraparound checkbox not checked, alt plus R, space, checked, direction grouping. Now radio button checked out.
Now I'm going to see if I can leave the direction alone.
Find next button alt. Found the next occurrence of text.
Boom.
Untitled.
Notice that JAWS did not give any indication of that.
But
NVIDIA does. Yep. So if I check where I am at.
Text editor edit focus multi-line. Selected RS5.
It moved me up in the document. Now, if we uncheck wrap around,
find match key wrap around checkbox check top face not check direction grouping. Now rated find next button. Notepad dialog cannot find RS5. Okay, button.
Then it works as previously.
Find dialog.
So wrap around is really. I actually think wrap around find is really cool. So we covered that. We covered search with Bing. I'm gonna check the status thing.
Windows CRLF LN3 call 1 100%.
Now I'm gonna do that in
untitled notepad run.
This notepad.
This is not a test of notepad. This is TH. This is blank. This is a blank.
That apparently this doesn't really have a status bar.
Status RS.
Stat.
View sub.
Yeah. So.
View sub.
If we
untitled.
Go.
Windows 10 V. Zoom submit status bar check test.
Notice status bar is on by default in here, so I'm actually gonna go back
untitled.
To the host and turn on status bar there.
New submit status RS. Untitled.
Now we can check.
LN2, call 1.
Notice the one in the updated windows is much more descriptive.
Status bar check test. Untitled.
So I'm gonna close notepad on this side.
Windows 10. Pain.
And, anything else that you can think of, or anything that you wanted to say, or anything?
I don't think so. Also, if you guys want to hear Notepad in Windows 7, I'll provide a link to the podcast I did in the show notes, so that you can, click right there and listen to the original one.
Yep, and for Windows 10 users, you can expect that this will come to your computer sometime in the next couple months. We're about to enter the stabilization phase for this next update, so. As I keep tabs on insider stuff, if you guys follow me on Twitter and whatnot, I'm sure you'll see things from me. I've already been posting feedback links to various things, but this will. Some sources say that this will be version 18.09. coming out, but don't want to count on that until the actual release. So, with that,
untitled.
I'm going to close this notepad.
Desktop list.
And I'm
shut down.
Well, for me,
desktop list.
The contact info is pretty much on the BT Projects page, so it's just a matter of if you want to give any information.
Windows 10 VMware works voice.
If you want to get a hold of me, send an email to daniel@gmail.com. Again, it's daniel.sembro@gmail.com. And hope you enjoyed today's notepad with me.
Peace. Add a marker. Stop recording button.